We into the month of Rabiul Awal. In fact, today is the 12th of Rabiul Awal. And each year, during the month of Rabiul Awal, we have a focus on various aspects of the life of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is for us to acquaint ourselves with the seerah and to draw from the seerah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the greater extent to which we draw from the seerah, the more we'll be able to find guidance for ourselves. We also need to believe with regards to various aspects of the seerah and internalize that in our lives. Now, our topic for this afternoon, as well as tomorrow afternoon, is Tabarruk, blessings and miracles from things related to the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tabarruk bil athar. There are those who reject this. However, we need to understand that this is part of our deen. Tabarruk, the word tabarruk is deprived, or this word is, it comes from being deriving blessings from something once owned or touched by a holy person, and athar is relics. So as for those who reject the validity of tabarruk or seeking blessings through the relics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there has been warnings that Allah himself mentioned that of the relics of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam that Yusuf alayhi salam had sent. And the evidence of this is in the verse of the noble Quran, and the verse Allah says that Yusuf alayhi salam said, اذهبوا بقميثي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. Go with a shirt of mine and cast it over the face of my father, he will come to see. And then the verses go on. When the caravan left Egypt, their father said, I do indeed. إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون. I do indeed sent the presence of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So this qamis, this kurta that was sent, was the relic of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. If we look at the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to distribute his own hair. Anas radiallahu anhu said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam threw stones at Al-Jamara. This was during the Hajj, then sacrifice, and then told the barber to shave off his head, first the right side, and then he gave it away to the people. There are a number of narrations, and I'll share all of them with you. Sahih al-Bukhari narrates in the book, under the chapter of clothing, and it is titled as to what is mentioned about grey hair, and it further goes on to Usman ibn Abdullah ibn Mothab radiallahu anhu said that my family sent me to Ummi Salama with a cup of water. Ummi Salama brought out a silver bottle which contained one of the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it used to be that if anyone came under the evil eye or ill health, jadu or sihr, they used to send a cup of water through which you would pass the hair for drinking. And we used to look into the silver bottle, and I saw some reddish hair. So the hair of the Prophet used to be dipped into this bottle, and they would drink the water. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said that I saw Khalid bin Walid asking for the Prophet's forelock, and he received it. He used to put it over his eyes and then kiss it. And it is known that he then placed it in his qalanswa, his head covering around which the turban is tied, his topi, and never faced a battle again except that he wore it. In fact, Al-Waqidi has mentioned, others, Khalid bin Walid owned that qalanswa which contained some of the Prophet's hair, and that is the one he wore on the day of the Battle of Yarmouk. There's a incident that has been narrated that in the battle, Khalid radiallahu anhu lost his topi, and he then said, Utlubuhu, search for it. And when they found it to be a patched or worn out topi, and they said that now, so much effort to find this. And he then explained that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hair was in it. In Sahih al-Bukhari, it's also mentioned that Uthman ibn Abdullah said that my people sent me with a bowl of water to Umm Salama, a similar narration. And he then further goes on to say, if any people suffered from evil eye or other diseases, they would send for this, and it would be put into the bottle, and the water would be, the hair would be put in that, and that would become a means of shifa. Final narration, Imam Ahmad narrates in his Musnad, that Abdullah ibn Zayd says, that Abdullah ibn Rabah was narrates from him with a sound narration, and it stated that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam clipped his nails and distributed amongst the people. So this is Tabarruk bi athari salihin, bi athari nabiyyi, taking blessings, deriving blessings from the relics of the pious, and in this case it was the hair of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I had the opportunity of seeing the hair of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a museum, in Topkapi Museum in Istanbul, as well as another one in the museum that is by the mausoleum of Jalaluddin Rumi, rahimahumullah, in Konya. And the one in Konya had a small hole in the casket where there was a beautiful fragrance, the like of which I've never smelt in this entire world, was emanating from that. So we shouldn't be, you know, doubtful in this regard and entertain all sorts of doubts. These things have been established and are found as part of our deen. May Allah give us the understanding and grant us the ability to draw from every aspect of this sunnah.